It rained more than I ever saw it rain last night. The sun hadn't gone down yet, so I saw the first part of the storm. The second part I heard beating down on the tin roof of the shed I'm sleeping in. My feet got wet. My legs got wet. Then water poured in overhead, faster than it ran under the door. By the time I could see the lights of the farmhouse across the field shining in the dark, I was soaked. All I could think about was when I'd be dry again. I didn't think I ever would be. I even started to think I probably never had been dry or happy any time in my whole life. Being cold and wet can sure make you feel older than 13. I was feeling really old, and I was missing just about everybody I knew in the world. Never have seen this much rain in my whole life. I never thought it would be this way. I thought it was enough to be so sad and not want to be home anymore. I thought it was enough that I had to lose two fathers before I'm even a teenager. Cecil's gone, but I have this feeling I can get him to come back, though Mom says he's gone forever. She says he probably never even looked back. I think maybe he did. Maybe. My mom gave up easy. I remember her yelling at Cecil about how mad she was that he could have a whole other set of people in his life we didn't know about. She never used to give up that easy. Once she drove to almost every store in Cleveland looking for a doll that I wanted. She could have called, but she said sometimes people didn't go the extra mile on the phone. I didn't know exactly what that meant, but I got the doll. I guess in the end, I'm more like my mom than I thought, because I've gone a lot of miles. Never have seen this much rain in my whole life. I used to stare in store windows and dream about how it would look in this or that dress. Maybe it would float around me like butterfly wings, see through with lots of colors. Or maybe it would sway and swirl the way my sister Lita's wedding dress did the day she got married to Jake. Except I'd want mine not to end up with cocktail sauce all down the front of it because my cousin Earl thought it was funny to throw shrimp during the electric slide. I was a flower girl, and that night everybody said I looked just like my dad. So when I got home, I held the framed picture of me and him sitting on a swing together. I do look like him, but I don't remember him except for one thing. He used to chase me all over the backyard. We'd run and laugh, fall down and run some more. I used to love running away from him and having him catch me. Yesterday's storm seemed so far away. But now I'm glancing down at myself and I know I look real scary and not like my dad at all. I just gotta look at myself for a few seconds in the back door window of the farmhouse. I think the whole family has gone to church because today might be Sunday. I'm losing days. The sun had only been up a couple of hours when they all came out of the house looking neat and shiny. Then they got into the station wagon instead of the pickup. They all looked so happy while I was picking bugs off the lime green sweater that I used to like so much. But that's all okay, 'cause now I can eat. Sundays are always the best breakfast times. Pancakes and sausage. The house people have a real picky son who only eats peanut butter sandwiches. I pretty much have home meals when he's done. They never lock the back door. I wonder why they trust people so much. Cecil always said you shouldn't trust anybody. Once I told him I trusted him and Mom, but he just laughed. I've been eating off their unfinished breakfast for about 3 weeks now, and they don't even notice it. They don't notice that somebody's been in their house either. I am somebody else when I'm in their house. I am not the wild hairdo girl who ran so far away from everybody she knew. I'm not the hungry girl who sneaks food out of strange people's houses and hides during the day, but prowls around at night, even though she's afraid of the dark. I am somebody else when the farmhouse family has gone away. I'm the girl who walks across the creaky hardwood floors that shine like puddles in the sunshine and lies across the soft couch with the quilt thrown on it. I make sure to say hi to all the family pictures, and I laugh at how the farmhouse daddy always wears big hats and turns his head weird. I'm also the girl who sticks her feet in the bathtub and scrubs up as good as she can, as fast as she can. But that's going to change today. Today I'm going to take a whole bath, bubbles and all, in the farmhouse family's nice white tub. Everything that's wood shines in the living room and smells like lemon polish. I can see my reflection in all the furniture. Mom makes our furniture shine like this. She'd smile into her reflection sometimes and would hold the polish up to me like she was interviewing me for a TV show. More reason for a bath. Water makes me happy when I'm sad and thinking about Mom.